Thank goodness there's no end of things I keep learning about the Northern Neck. But my newest adventure and discovery is no longer in the Northern Neck. It's sitting in the heart of the American wing of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it's the parlor from the grand plantation house called Marmion. Marmion. I had a vague memory of a line from Sir Walter Scott's epic poem, Marmion. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Well, the plantation house, Marmion, was built in the 1700s in King George County by William Fitzhugh. And the painted and paneled parlor is one of 20 period rooms that tell the history of American interiors. The Met's catalog describes the room from Marmion as a fully paneled seven-sided room with fluted Ionic columns framing doors and windows, fireplace and panels, the latter of which are adorned with wall paintings dating from the 1700s. So how and when did it get to the Met? And who did the paintings? Who did the stunning carpentry? Well, as told to me by one of King George County's supervisors and historian, James F. Mullen, the Met bought the room from Lucy Grimes sometimes around 1913 for $5,000. Museum workmen took the room apart to be reassembled back at the Met. Now to those wall paintings. Mr. Mullen told me this tale. One day, close to the end of the Revolution, Philip Fitzhugh, William's son, discovered a badly wounded Hessian soldier heading north. He took him in and nursed him back to health, and the soldier was an artist, and he created the artwork and designs for the room to repay Fitzhugh for his kindness. While that explains the secret of the artwork, there are other secrets. Mr. Mullen told me that the room has hiding places behind the paneling used to hide and store valuables during the Revolutionary War. The secret I find most compelling, who created the exquisite paneling and handcrafted columns and all the other fine carpentry or joinery, as it was known then? Perhaps the answer is in this article I uncovered while researching the Fitzhughs. Quote, "The considerable presence of black artisans is also indicated by the many runaway slave advertisements that appeared in Southern newspapers. Often these notices reflect the great value owners placed on skilled slaves. In 1784, William Fitzhugh of Virginia described slave James as sensible and well-spoken and as good a joiner as any in Virginia," unquote. A Hessian soldier. Slave artisans. Secret hiding places. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. This is Thea Marshall.